Good afternoon, the breakfast show. It is the breakfast show, and we got the breakfast show. And D Lloyd's in the building with the breakfast show. D Lloyd, say hello to the people.
Yep, yo, what's good, PML fans? Your boy D Lloyd, we are back. Another episode. Hopefully, we can make this one quick because I have a game to play here shortly. But
it's not gonna be quick. We gotta go over games and predictions.
We're gonna play in 35 minutes, buddy.
We are staying on task today. We are not deviating from the plan, and even if D Lloyd only shows up for 75%, he deserves to get paid. We also have HD wow. in the building. HD, say hello to the people.
Good evening.
My clock says cool.
We also have Zeraldo on the building. Zeraldo, say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on, man? Focus breakfast show today. I already got the games up.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Well, go Brent games. Show. Woo! We also got Lil Cook in the building. He just beat my ass, but Lil Cook, say what's up to the people.
Yo, I had no idea the breakfast show was going on right now. Cook
just stumbled into points, bro. He was.
It is technically the breakfast show because Cook just woke up.
Like, for those of you that don't know, it is like 2:30 in the afternoon right now.
It's not. Whoa, Cook,
all we had to say was Neff uploaded it late.
It's still AM. It's still AM time on D-Voice time, so we're still having breakfast.
Let's go, breakfast show. We're gonna stay on track today. We are gonna stay on track, but before we stay on track, let's start off the track. We got a new 49ers user, Ambien. Ambien is in the league. Shout out Ambien.
I thought it was like AB.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
If you click on his name, it's like Abrian. That's what it is.
Abrian. Mm. I said Ambien because it's a lot funnier than
like Ambien. Ambien.
Yeah. We got a new 49ers user. He just joined. High praise from the Messiah himself, KMFO, the Messiah who actually just had some things to say in general chat. I don't know if you saw that, Z. I don't know if you looked in general chat recently.
I just looked at this myself.
He pretty much called Hype Mike a bitch. In less words.
And Hype Mike said, I don't give a fuck.
And Hype Mike said, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Calling multiple timeouts when you're down 36 with under 3 minutes while I'm trying to run out the clock. Interesting.
And then look at the following message.
But did Hype Mike actually have a dab, or was he just like messing around?
I don't know. But he said to get anything to get that dev, with your dumbass. That was interesting.
Just in here, if he could come back for a second. He was literally just in here a second ago. I don't really know.
Why is D-Lo inviting people on, bro? That's crazy.
Ooh, why are you inviting people on, D-Lo? All right,
Well, with that being said, continue.
Any comments about the new 49ers user? Did anybody watch his tryout game, man?
No, not yet, but I've been looking at it a little bit. Apparently, he's a guy that came from comp. This is his first sim league, I guess.
He's a comp guy. Ooh.
Well, I mean, his gamer tag is comp the yard, so...
Maybe it's just instead of stomp the yard, it's pop.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's absolutely fine. That shit's hard. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'll play it next week, so that'll be fun.
All right.
He starts his PML career with Z and then me. And then he goes to A-Rod, and then has Neff. Then he finishes with Cook.
So we're all going to get a chance to
play. He's going to play like every spectrum of PML level.
That's the range of PML right there, bro.
I'll tell you what. That Neff game is going to be hilarious because he's going to be like, how the fuck does he have Waddle?
and Micah Parsons. I have some questions. Why did Hefe play at advance?
Oh, yeah. Hefe always plays at advance.
Wait. Hold on. Now, let me ask. Why are you asking?
Because Why did Hefe play at events and we haven't used him a day play before they got after?
Hold on, let Neff answer. I want to hear why.
We got to use our the day after events. Why did he play? He decided to play at events for the first time in his life.
Okay, so why did you guys wait till after advance to bring a new user instead of doing it properly on time?
I think it was on the the new user, HD. I don't think you include the new user who has to set up an account, pay to be in the league, and then join the league.
Hey guys, we're trying to stay on track today, bro.
We're on track. We're talking about the new user. Right. But every coaching change is announcing the announcement besides this one.
Because he did not. It was probably in the works. So, but I'm just saying, I've never seen Hefe really play at an event.
That's on y'all, big dog. Hefe, as long as you found out, that's the
CPU. Yeah. I don't mind Hefe playing the computer. Yeah, I don't mind.
He's not in trouble for it. I'm just saying it's kind of curious.
I know, but you can't
play at events for the first time in his life.
Yeah, but we didn't know you guys were bringing in a user, so nobody said anything. Otherwise,
So if someone got put in this spot before where like there was like after Mole left in Madden 20, there was no Bears user, and I had to play the Bears week one the next year, and there was no Bears, and at least JT kept me like up to date, like if there would be a Bears user.
Oh, yeah,
and
I tried to wait. He kept you up to date.
Yeah, okay, like he was in my
He threw bread. He was like, don't play against the Patriots yet. I was like, okay. Next thing motherfucker brings in problems. So I'm
and there we go. And that proves, again, there's a precedent where the commissioner or JT is in your DMs if they're bringing in new users. That should have happened for – if you guys wanted Hefe to play a user instead of the CPU, that should have been established since before the advance, or at least at the advance.
I to me, personally, as somebody that's in that situation, I would reach out to JT and be like, hey, is there somebody coming in? If not, I'm going to play the CPU at advance.
So did the last two users do that, or you just wanted Hefe to do it? Because they've been CPU for 2, 3, 4 weeks now.
That last two users should do the same thing. Hey, what's going on with the 49ers? Is it going to be CPU? All right, I'll play the CPU. But if you got somebody come in, I'd rather wait.
You should have waited until Hefe to play and then bring a guy in.
He might just be looking out for Hefe and trying to make the playoffs. Just saying. Just saying.
Has to do with Hefe being crazy. In the way of your playoff run.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm out of the playoffs.
But you weren't before.
If I was in the NFC East, I'd be fucking second in the division. So it's that too. Yeah. So shut the fuck up.
I will say there is a little this is abnormal for Hefe to just be playing in advance. But it's the CPU. The CPU is different than playing the user, but it's still red flag.
You could play the CPU on Saturday at any time in your leisure. Look at that.
Yeah.
This is a reach, if you ask me.
I'm on both sides on this one. I can see where Neff's looking at, where it's like it is a little weird, but it's still on the commissioners at the end of the day.
If we all knew a user was coming, then sure. But no one knew anything besides JT, so that's on JT.
I think he should have reached out.
That's not his job to reach out. You should reach out.
So I'm gonna keep it G.
Let's clarify because HD. I think HD's saying I think he should be in trouble for this.
It shouldn't be a talking point. I don't care if he gets in trouble for it. It shouldn't be a talking point because why not? It's happened the last 2 weeks and no one knew somebody was coming in.
When's the last time you've seen Hefe play at an event in your life?
I don't watch. I'm gonna keep it G, bro. I can't tell you last time I've seen a Bears game.
He never plays at advance, and he always complains that he doesn't play late to everybody.
So did Hefe know a user was coming?
He wants to say to play the CPU at advance.
But did he know a user was coming?
I don't think he asked.
But he doesn't have to ask. That's not his job.
Yeah, I don't think he has to ask neither.
Well, that's how you guys. This happens with everybody. You should be like, hey,
CEO is technically still in the league.
Well, he's not. He said he quit four weeks ago.
No, CEO was still in the spot.
49ers user.
He's been on auto for the last 4 weeks. So, again,
He was still on he was still in PML.
But I feel like all that had to be done in the announcements, either in the announcements or DM to Hefe, was like, just wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where Hefe's got responsibilities in this situation.
I don't know anybody. Let me ask. Cook, you going into the 49ers, do you DM JT first before you play the CP, or do you ask a commissioner? Yeah, am I rocking with the CP before I play this game?
I hit up a commissioner because I want to wait until the last day before I have to play the CPU. I don't want to play the CPU. I would rather wait, but that's me.
Deloitte, how you doing?
Yeah, I mean, out of respect, I would just ask just to see what the plan is.
All right, that's all I needed. Z, how you doing?
I'm just playing a game because I don't want to fucking play Madden. So the earlier I don't have to worry about playing Madden, the sooner I'm gonna play the game. So to me, it don't matter. I've been in both situations though. I've been in both situations to where I was reached out to. And it was like, hey, don't play this yet, and I was like, okay, whatever.
Surprise.
And then other situations where, like, I mean, well, I actually haven't been in that situation before. But if I had a chance to just get the game out the way and not worry about it later,
then surprise. Play.
Yeah, surprise, K-Mac, surprise, problem.
And it would have been surprise. It would have been the surprise AB, who's apparently a comp guy. But everybody in here, but maybe HD, has you been in the position Z, and you said you reached out, and what did he say? He said, wait a second, we got somebody coming. He didn't reach out to you, did he?
So here's what happened. Wumbo was still in the league. And I was like, hey, like, do you want me to play the CPU or can you throw Wumbo on auto? Like, which was going on? I was like, yeah, just, he was like, we should have somebody in here.
Same exact thing.
Just hold off.
Here's the thing. Can you ask? Yes. But for you to point and, kind of say that it's Hefe's responsibility that he should have asked is where you're wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. If there's a user in the league still, I would either reach out to that user or reach out to him and say, hey, what's going on in my playing the CPU?
If CEO said 4 weeks ago, I'm quitting, I'm not DMing him asking him if we're fucking playing.
I'll put it this way, Neff. Had we gone to week 13? Had we gone to week 13? And there was no announcement for a 49ers user. I'm not waiting. Like, I'm not going to just sit here and be, oh, yeah, I'll just let you guys handle it out. Nah, do that before I play. Like, do that before the week. Like, I don't care about playing the CPU, but I'm also –
because you were in that situation, and the first thing you did – I'm not saying you have to wait to play the CPU. I'm not saying that. The first thing you did, though, was, hey, JT, what's going on? We got a user, or am I playing the CPU? That's the first thing you did, right? That's normal. Hey, am I playing the CPU here, or are we going to have somebody come in here? That's just normal to me, personally.
I think it's a reach to try to put the blame on Hefe.
Yeah,
every other user is announced, or you're told to wait. Now, suddenly that didn't happen.
No, you're not told to wait. If you just heard what Z, the most recent situation of it, Z...
Situation, sure, but there have been times where I've been lined up with CPU and JT's like, hey, hold off. He tells you to hold off if he's got a guy getting ready to come in, but that's not my responsibility. Like, hey, do you have someone coming in? I'm not the commissioner, you are. You let me, I don't know what's going on in the tryout room, I don't know what's going on in your DMs with this new guy. You got to tell me what's going on. I'm not going to just assume.
I guess it's just who you are, because
not really. It's just not our responsibility. Can we do it? Yes, but it's not our responsibility. Like,
there's certain people that will try to take it as fast as they can. HD being one, Granny being another. Other people that would just jump on the CPU game just to get the free win. But other users would
be using even a free win.
For some, they are.
No, I just think that you're trying to say that it's safe. His responsibility to reach out is wrong.
It is your responsibility because you should. The CPU, playing the CPU is basically a force win, in general in this league. Playing the CPU is a force win. And before you play the CPU, when you are scheduled with a user, you have to try to schedule a game. Now, if there is a quote-unquote CPU, but there's another user on the other side who's still in the league, you at least ask, hey, going on before I play the CPU game? Or even the day, maybe you already asked. Maybe asked, and JT said, yeah, go ahead, play the CPU. But I'm saying you should. That should be normal to be like, hey, there's a CPU on the other side. Do you have somebody coming in? Because we have 3 days to play this game. But that's also me because I don't want to play the CPU. Maybe that's just if you want to play the CPU or don't want to play the CPU.
So if this guy was in the loop, why didn't you guys just say something? Why is this on Hefe?
Who's you guys? Like, I didn't know.
You're a commissioner. Coming. You knew somebody.
I did not know.
Here it is. I said,
you're a commissioner, bro.
I DM'd JT. I said, is there someone you plan on filling the slot or am I playing CPU? And he said the commish team is voting on the replacement. Was this for the Chiefs? I don't remember. It might have been the Patriots.
That wasn't even an answer. Like, what?
Yeah.
They're voting on the replacement.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that could have been when Greeny got replaced.
Yeah, I think. No, I don't remember what team it was.
What year was it?
This was the year that I sent this was 2022. So it was Madden.
That would have been Madden. Oh, that's Madden 23. Who got replaced last year?
I want to say I couldn't tell you, bro.
Oh, month.
Yeah, I couldn't even think of it.
January. Yeah. I mean, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, that's Madden 22 then if it's January.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm guessing that was the Chiefs. I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been Greeny though. I don't know. Anywho, the point is, could you do it? Yes. Is it your responsibility? No.
I say it is. It's all about integrity.
I mean that's one way to cover your tracks when you didn't do your job properly.
Here it is.
Yeah.
No, that was the Rams. Okay, that was a while back. Okay, never mind. Yeah, I just normally ask JT ahead of time.
It's normal. You know why? Because we have a schedule. We have scheduling rules. We have all these rules in place before you do play the CPU. So you make a thread. You do all your good stuff. Or you just reach out to a commissioner personally and be like, hey, what's going on with this team? Can I play the CPU? Boom. End of story. I just found it more interesting that a person that complains about playing at advance and we'll never play another user at advance. Jumped on a computer game immediately when it's out of character. That is my biggest thing about it.
All right. Well, next game.
Okay. So kicking off week 13, we had the Browns and Packers played, and I guess Hype Mike is drunk or whatever, and KMFO is mad about something. I didn't read the whole conversation, but yeah, Browns won. Packers on spring break. Not much really to talk about here.
Yeah. I guess, like, apparently Hype Mike called timeouts late in the game. Like, he was down by 35 and called timeouts, which is not, like, it's frowned upon.
Oh, Hype Mike is 23.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever it was, it's frowned upon, but, clearly, Hype Mike is, like I said, on spring break. He, he might be a little up and down this season in his interest. That's somebody whose interest is actually up and down, HD. And he definitely showed it today. And KMFO tried to come into chat and act like there was a problem, but Hype Mike did not have a problem. So it was kind of all for naught for huffing and puffing his chest.
Yeah. So good win by the Browns there. They moved to 12-0. Packers fall to 500-6-6. Raiders played the Chiefs, defeated the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs defeated the Raiders 58-13.
Yeah, that was this morning. I don't think anyone watched. That was at 8 a.m.
I was watching it because I didn't have anything better to do, but it was ugly pretty early.
We could have been live, but we had to wait till 10 o'clock for you.
Hey man, here we are. Look at us now. Who would have
thought? 10 o'clock was post time.
Hey, no, Neff. How do you feel about Z saying he had to work, but he was watching a Raiders game?
We could. I mean, I was at work, bro. For me, it's not like I can be like, hey, yo, I'm about to pull these AirPods in.
You want me to be like, hey,
I know you over there. Fixing buddy back, but is it cool if I just pull out my AirPods and do this breakfast show real quick?
Wait a minute. How did you watch the game but you couldn't put an AirPod?
Twitch on my phone.
So
how are you watching the game while you're supposed to be cutting somebody?
I think my role is misunderstood here.
What you did not understand from what he said is that he was taking an x-ray of Mike's chest to see where the dog has gone because it's completely disappeared.
That is crazy.
How long have you been waiting to use that one?
I was waiting from the jump once I remembered the x-ray part. He was looking to find the dog and King Mike because it's completely disappeared. Yeah, the x-ray out and King Mike is gone. All King Mike is gone. What do we expect at this point from the Las Vegas Raiders? Hell of a job by King Mike, doing nothing. Next game.
Did we talk about Rams Falcons yesterday? I think we did. So that's all the games that have been.
No, they played yesterday. We didn't talk about any games.
I played 65% of Cook. The other 35% was doing something else.
The other 35% was injured.
The other 35% was injured. I tell you what, Z, it was a good game for the first half.
Did Aaron Donald take over?
No. It was what offense would start to put it together, and he forced more three and outs than I forced at the end. He was able to score, put a couple more touchdowns on the board. Aaron Donald, I really didn't feel the full effect of Aaron Donald. I ain't gonna lie. Mike Evans had a good game, and so did Fleming. I know one play I legit just took off and went to my deep blue zone to guard Fleming, and he still got behind everybody. I was like, bro, I don't even know what to do now.
I gotta go find that play, boy.
I ran back. I might have paused for a second. I'm totally lying. Cook, it was on like the third and nine.
I know. It was the first play Tyree Jackson came in after Jalen got hurt. It was like third and long.
It was a dot by Tyree Jackson. Dude, I was like,
60 yards downfield on the fucking money.
it was ridiculous. But I bailed with, I think it was Byron Jones, only 88 speed. So it definitely didn't help me there. But it was a good game plan from Cook. I was able to cover, so I won in the end. And we might go with a different quarterback to close out the season.
Different quarterback. So I won in the end.
Max, I
sound
covered,
like you sound like falling, bro.
I covered, so I won in the end, and then I also injured like three Rams players, so I felt good about that.
It was definitely I won the game, but at what cost? Because Jalen Henderson got hurt.
What did it cost? Everything. Yeah.
Jalen Henderson got hurt. He's out for like 4 weeks. Fleming's out.
Oh, no.
Fleming only got hurt for the rest of the game. Antonio Gibson had a dev game. He was going to go to Superstar. He was cooking. He had over 100 yards in the first half.
Yeah.
And my dumb ass tried to turtle. Yeah, my dumb ass tried to jail two people. He got hurt.
Yeah, Ness, we needed that. And I was just
baby. I
don't even know. Someone else got hurt. I can't remember. But then on top of that, Julian Fleming was out for the rest of the game.
Oh, Deion Jones is out for 4 weeks.
Oh, he's my third string. That's all right.
Yeah.
But, to close the game out, I have a backup quarterback, backup running back, two backup receivers because Cooper Kupp served the final game of his suspension, and my backup tight end. That dude's been hurt since, like, week 10. So we were just trying to get the hell out of there.
Man, we were trying to take off more heads, bro. He did get his own lick because he took out Waddle for like 95% of the game. The boy was like, "Hey, he could come back, bro." In the fourth quarter, when you're down by three scores, after he went down in the first, I was like, "All right, could have just stood on a sideline."
I kept looking for Waddle. I was like, "Where is he at?" And then he came in like with a 25-point lead with 8 minutes left. I was like, "Oh, okay."
He didn't have the dog in him either, bro. He didn't want to fight back. He was like, "Hey, you got this, coach."
But yeah, good win for the Rams there. They continue the NFC West race.
And hey man, we survived the Cooper Kupp suspension. We somehow went 4-0 without him.
Oh, fucking Neff.
No, I'm just playing. But yeah, the
couldn't be me.
Couldn't be him.
But yeah, good win for the Rams. Falcons fall to 4-8. Moving on to week 14, as that's all the games we have played so far for week 13. Kick us off with the Cardinals and Buccaneers.
I will say, because I don't know if I'll be here for the whole thing, but just know Anthony Richardson will not be available moving forward the rest of the season. We're not doing our predictions.
Did you hear him?
They're playing in 10 minutes. They're playing in 20 minutes. That's why he's saying that.
I was looking at week 14. I was like, hold on. Now you don't play the Colts next week. You got Cam coming to town.
I'm gonna tell you right now, D-Lug, you gotta work on a new game plan, because every time you say it beforehand, he never gets injured. You gotta say he gonna come out healthy as shit, boy.
You gotta go sell him,
bro. We're gonna hug him a couple times, bro. We're gonna make sure he's bro, nice.
I was like, oh, that look like the Browns to me. You can't just hold them. You gotta firmly grasp their jerseys in your hands. But okay, so first game week 14, that's Cardinals crazy. Bucks. What you got?
I'm gonna take the Bucks.
Bucks and who?
Bucks
and Cards. Bucks.
All right. It looks like we got Tampa Bay pulling that one out. Next game. Rams going to Houston to play the Texans.
Rams.
That's quick. Hey, bro. I just said I'm a backup quarterback, backup running back. We got Rams. Cooper Kupp back next week, though.
Rams again.
Who's he got? The Texans?
Yeah.
Give me the Texans.
Yeah. What's his name? Kieran. We've played twice ever. And it's both been like good games, close games. So I'm excited to play him.
He thinks you're the golden boy. He's gonna try to do some extra stuff, but it's gonna backfire.
Yeah, no, I think I'm one of the, like, right, what's the next one? Six people he doesn't like in the league.
next game. Panthers Falcons. Hello.
Panther. Hey, yes, sir. Yeah, HD, don't stop being a fucking clown all the time. We're going to fuck that boy up.
Bro, I was right the last two times I picked him. Suck my dick.
The last what?
Right. Who's playing quarterback for you?
Oh,
Max
yeah.
Bryce
Young versus Max Johnson. Just like we all anticipated at the start of this year.
Hey, man.
I'll take the Falcons, though.
Nah, man, good old Max Johnson finally taking over, huh?
Yeah. Week 14.
We've been waiting on this debut.
I know his family has. It's
been a long time coming, bro. Atlanta is out of pocket.
I will say this. I am going to go Panthers. Max Johnson will have some incredible throws. But that 67 throw under pressure with JT defense, bro, that man about to be throwing everything out now, bro.
Hold on, shut up. Z, where's the game at?
It's in Atlanta now.
Hey, Panthers by fucking three scores.
No. If they were in Charlotte.
Bro, Neff has like three wins at home.
Are forgetting that this man can't even play the fucking game. He has two fucking left thumbs, bro. He sucks.
Right. So you going to let
jokes on you.
Two left thumbs beat you. It's crazy.
He is one and four against me. Fuck him.
Was that one win in Atlanta?
I don't even remember.
It definitely was.
Absolutely.
I had to be, bro.
Yeah, I'm taking that Panthers money line. All right, next game.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't pick.
Right. Hey, go ahead.
Let me get the Panthers money line, baby.
Get the Panthers money line.
I hope y'all put five on that shit, bro.
Like Jackson Dart, whatever his name is, he had like 75 throw under pressure, and he threw one of the worst dig routes I've ever seen under pressure.
Bro, that was gross.
So if you're downgrading, Again, JT's puts defense on D-Wood set. Good luck, man. Godspeed.
JT is going to get
He's going to be sending people from the stands to sack Max Johnson.
Hey,
wow. Max going to have that pregame talk with his pops before the game.
Bro, like, I am going to have 350 yards on the ground against JT.
They're going to just be handing out jerseys to fans and tell them to go play some defense, bro.
Breaking news. CB pushed the time back to 3:20.
So I'm here.
He's got to restart his computer, D-Lloyd.
Hey, bro. Now you can't injure Anthony Richardson. He's looking out for you. Now you got to
I didn't propose we push it back. I didn't say anything. He just said he's running late.
D-Lloyd has been ready to hurt Anthony Richardson since April of last year. So, he don't care when they start. They can start tomorrow. Vikings-Steelers.
Vikings. Actually, Steelers.
Steelers have been playing good, man. The Vikings have been on a losing streak, right?
Yeah.
He plays good against the Browns.
So he's on the 4-game losing streak, and I think he just missed two of his last games. So I could.
He
lost to Cammy, and then the following game was a CPU game. You know, Fallon was happy about that boy.
He lost to KMFO too.
Off the Superman dive from the 3-yard line.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I think they said he's on a 4-game losing streak. I know one or two of them were CPU, but I feel like it'll be a little rusty. I'll take Kurt.
This is an interesting game, though. This is the 7th seed in the NFC versus the 7th seed in the AFC right now.
Real quick, you want to guess how many pieces of content Kurt has this season?
Zilch.
2.
0. 0.
This is every year.
Get him out of here.
He's winning too many games. For that. You can't do that.
Get him out of here. Replace him with Jose.
Yuck. Do we even know if Jose is good at Madden anymore?
I think he said he doesn't have I thought Kurt said he doesn't even have a system.
Okay, so we can dead that talk for you.
Hold on. We got some PML Football Live. It's not the Colts and Titans, but it's the Please don't tell me it's a hood class. Chargers.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to tune into that one.
Hey, you better hurry up this show so we can watch.
Bring the score in real time.
Yeah.
All right. Next game, though.
What about Kurt Metafee live from the studio?
Damn. Z, I ain't going to hold you. King might come for your spot right now. Say, y'all hiring?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's tough. But anyways, next game. Oh, man. We have KMFO and the Cleveland Browns going to Tennessee to fight off blocks and sack Malik Willis against D-Lud and the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, sir.
Next game.
Will Levis about to dominate, boy.
Oh, Levis is back. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Put some respect on his name.
He was back last week.
That moved the spread. Okay.
Let me go ahead and
hold on. We gotta give him his. No, we don't need no intro, bro. Just gotta.
No. We got KMFO and the Cleveland Browns going to Cleveland to make not Cleveland going to Tennessee to make Will Levis's life hell.
Hold on, they're going to Tennessee. Hey, if you only gets first possession, get some momentum. Yeah.
Hey, remember, I got a new – this is under center, D-Lloyd, bro. New and improved.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. Hey, listen. Yes, all you did was move the spread from 35 to 27. That's all you did.
Progress.
It might get back up once they see you're under center all game. I'm not going to lie.
Is this under center being busted out against CB today?
It is.
So he's going to have a game under his belt. All right.
Yeah.
Nah, this shit's about to be crazy. All right, next team. No one's taking D-Lloyd.
Damn.
That's crazy.
I believe the Titans can hold their way to victory.
I gotta brush up my fucking marketing skills again, bro. It's just starting to...
Somebody. Yes, sir is a little old, buddy.
I gotta convince somebody, bro.
I just said I believe you can hold your way to victory, bro.
You just said you're going under.
Hey, yes, sir, bro. We can hold, bro. Have you seen how powerful that shit is, bro?
So, like, is Derrick Henry running the ball? Who's the running back?
Hey, I'll release him.
Nick Singleton, baby. Nick Singleton, he a dog, bro.
Nick Singleton. All
right. And I got Balake. Well, he got a speed upgrade, so he's 95 speed, baby.
Balake. Balake Corum, buddy.
Balake Corum got 95 speed.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
I'm hammering.
Balake Corum. That is wild.
All right. Well, next game. Oh, this one.
That's what he says during his streams, man. He calls him Balake.
Balake.
This one hits close to home. You got HD and the Philadelphia Eagles going to Chicago, the Windy City, to play Hefe and Bears. Now, you do know that your kick meter is messed up in Philadelphia. Or not Philadelphia, in Chicago. So don't mess up and have to kick any late game field goals, HD. Or is it not going to be close? Am I wasting time here?
Interesting.
Oh, God. All right, moving on. Yes. Anybody taking the Eagles? Anybody taking the Eagles over Bears?
No.
All right, moving on. Bills Dolphins, the 3-8 game.
I say it's the Bills.
Bills Dolphins. Yo, give me the Bills. Fuck it, bro. Why not? Come on, Beast. Let's get a win.
What to do, baby?
He's probably drinking coffee somewhere. But
I'm drinking coffee right now.
Hey, you're right in, you're into the breakfast show culture. That's all we like to see. But all right, next game, what's AB and the new 49ers user playing me. Always seem to get the new guys when they start. So here we are. Yeah.
I don't know how good the new guy is. I'm going to see. Give me AB, bro.
Oh, fuck the Seahawks, bro.
And he might be comp as fuck, but little does he know, Z beat the number one player in the fucking world. So
little does he know.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing for sure, two things for certain. Our passing game got ignited when we went to Atlanta. That's all I know.
Whoa, that's crazy. My friend Zeraldo trying to talk shit about Atlanta. That shit crazy. Yeah.
You don't even like Atlanta.
Hey, bro, even Tyree Jackson looked good against Atlanta.
He probably moved to Boston College.
Mike Evans had a career resurrection yesterday.
Damn, so it really is a fly zone out there.
Like, they're trying to press big Mike Evans out there with, like, Clark Phillips. I don't know what they're doing in that way.
Who the hell is Clark Phillips?
That was an accident, man. We didn't get out fast enough.
Is that the lineman that played corner for a game?
He might as well be.
That was an accident. You could tell he's remorseful. But moving on, we had the the Commanders and the Giants.
Who cares about that?
Commanders. But why was it so quiet, bro?
Hey, hold on, man. This is a rematch of a game that went to overtime. Miles' first win. Can Miles get the season sweep? There you go.
Brian, I don't know if you listen to this show or not, but if Miles gets the season sweep over you, bro, I'll go ahead and pack your bags for you, bro. All right. Yeah. You got it crazy. Your team is 89 overall. This man doesn't even know who's starting a left end for him. If you lose this game, dog, you
traded to go all in this season.
He went all in, and it's 2-9, bro. If you lose this one, you gotta go.
Yeah, I can't believe Keyron messaged was like, "Hey, you want to go all in this season?" It's Debo Samuel. I got you, bro. And you don't need Debo. Well, here's Brandon Hill as well. Oh, what do you mean you got four safeties? Take another one.
I love how Neff is just laughing off the pain.
That's crazy.
That shit was funny as fuck, bro. I can't even know. That shit's funny.
Hey, it's crazy. Yeah, anybody, the division's in reach. Like, drama has five wins on this.
What's the spread on this?
I don't think spreads
are. I will say this. I said it when he was in here, bro. There was a play when I was playing against Keyron, bro, and I was trying to get to the outside. I'm like, who's this fast fucking lineman just chasing me down, bro? And it was Chase Young.
Well, before we transition to the next game, we have a quick score update. The Los Angeles Chargers stopped the Cowboys on their opening possession and went down and scored a touchdown. So it is 7-0
Chargers. Ooh, okay.
Hey. Back to you, Jinne.
Hey, Jinne. Hey, let's go, baby. Back to you, Dictator Neff.
Drama's over here. He's over here rocking back and forth on his stream, so I don't know what he's listening to, but I probably wouldn't listen to it. But anyways, next game, Raiders-Broncos in Denver, so they're going to be tired before they get to the stadium.
Mike's been tired this whole cycle, bro. Never mind this. Fuck you mean. They gonna be tired.
Well, all right. So these two teams played in week three, and the Broncos won 58-23. And considering the way Mike's just been getting his shit kicked in by all his divisional opponents.
Still don't have Chubb, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is he back?
I still think he's going to win regardless, but I didn't know if he was back.
Let's see. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. The Broncos are going to run that football. So if the Raiders haven't figured out how to stop stretch yet, they ain't going to figure it out this game.
I think he's going to be out for – this will be his last game out, this game against the Raiders. Okay. He said he suffered an injury week 10, and it's a five-week injury.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, anybody taking the Raiders?
No.
No.
All right. Well, moving on.
I just know the Raiders are taking Arch, man. That's all I know what the Raiders are taking.
You got to trade up with Tennessee, baby.
Well, next game should be an interesting one. You have CB and Anthony Richardson-less Colts.
Going
to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Man, I mean, I don't know if AB has had to play without Rich all season, so this will be a nice test.
I don't think they're going to win with Anthony Richardson, but without him, bro, you know.
Yeah, man, Colts faithful going to have to shake off the struggle of seeing a 24-week injury on the depth chart. Anybody picking the Colts here? You know, they want Anthony, so. All right, well, moving on. Yeah, Matt G and the Kansas City Chiefs playing Spring Break Mike and the Green Bay Packers.
Spring Break Mike.
Yeah. These games are nice. I'm not going to lie, bro.
No, that man's on Spring Break.
These games are
winning on Spring Break, bro. Bro, did you see the video he just posted, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no, he not playing. He
listen,
not
winning, do I need to have sound on or something? Because all I seen was him throw a corner route.
Yeah, you need to have sound on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But just know he's not
winning.
He's not winning, bro. That shit crazy.
Drama's going for it on fourth and two.
No.
Hype Mike has slowly dropped out of my top 10 of users this cycle.
I agree. I said it before.
And he was in a champ game last year. I can't necessarily say that.
Yeah. He should have went to the Super Bowl last year. Yeah. I can't knock him out for that.
Wow.
You admitted to cheating? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, bro.
That's like saying I should have went to the Super Bowl.
Everybody should have run a stretch bubble. So, you know, showing the exit.
That's that drama burn connection, bro. It's right there in the East, bro. When in doubt, RPO, nah, RPO nah, stretch bro, bubble.
Trying to beat audibles from shotgun single back wings.
Nah, bro. Yeah, that
drama's on the phone burn, now.
He's on the phone. Oh, yeah, it's about to get ugly. But all right. Speaking of drama, the next game, you have JC and the New Orleans Saints going to Dallas to continue their domination over the Dallas Cowboys.
And JC wants to be drama. He's been talking about it in chat. Like, he's done with drama. He's been pulling up to get this week's schedule in chat multiple times.
Never mind. I know why. If you don't know why, you can know why.
Well, I mean, their beef kind of goes back to the last cycle where JC beat the brakes off drama damn near.
Drama's never beat JC. Like, I don't think it's ever happened.
And it's so funny because drama was like, oh, yeah, we finna go in there and fuck them Colts up. Boy, I went downstairs, came back upstairs. The game was 28-0 Colts. And I was just like, okay, yeah, he's just never going to beat him. So, you know. I mean, he might have the advantage of being at home, but I don't think it'll be much of an advantage. I got the Colts here. I mean, the Saints here.
Yeah, Saints. I don't think everybody's picking anybody else.
To be fair, I beat the Cowboys at home, so.
And you're a good team, bro.
And he sucks.
I am definitely 3-9, so.
Hey, man.
Yeah, no, but like JC, I think JC and Z right now are in a battle for the one seed. So, you know, these are important games where you can't really let off because both of them are, I think, 9-2 or 10-2 right now. So, you know,
I do have the head to head over him.
I'm gonna have to yell my way, bro. I went to go make a simple purchase on Amazon, and she don't add it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items to start, bro.
Hey, man. Well,
hey, Godspeed, brother.
All right. I'm praying for your bank account, but also thanking
your well-being.
Hey, Kurt just released his first piece of content, bro.
Did he?
Was it?
Yeah, it's a highlight right on week 8. Week 8 highlights.
Well,
all you have to do is ask. Did you look at that?
Shout out to week 8. Shout out to week 8, Kurt. But last game of week 14. We don't have to spend a long time with this one. Patriots go to Baltimore to beat the Ravens.
Damn, you're already saying he's gonna lose.
Hey, you picking the Ravens?
Yo, I tell you, right,
who's he playing?
You see me fuck him up in WWE. He can't even win in that game. Never mind Madden, bro.
And bro, who's he playing?
Bro, you just kept Irish whipping him to the corner, bro.
It's not.
No. I'm not about to let you get away with this. Like, you was doing something magical. He just Irish whipped him to the corner and then got a rope break when he hit you with a finisher, bro.
Bro,
what I'm saying.
Yo, I seen them stand there, stare at each other, and taunt each other for 30 seconds straight, bro. And then was shot.
He says, "I'm like, he kept going on the ring." I'm like, "What the hell's going on?" And then after the first match, he was like, "Yeah, I was just trying to learn the buttons outside the ring."
And Neff was like, "Damn, that's tough. I'm gonna keep kicking your ass though."
Neff took a finisher to the face, bro. And got a rope break. It was crazy. He never had a chance to pin him again. Anybody picking the Ravens here? Anybody picking the Ravens?
You like the name of the stream, D-Lloyd?
Oh my god.
That was like writers versus podcasters or something.
what a fucking laser, bro.
Yeah, now Herbert just threw a laser in the double coverage, bro.
Triple.
Darius Davis, whoever number 12 is on the Chargers, toe tap. Anyways, the score is 14-3 Chargers. But just gonna go over bye weeks real quick. Bengals, Chargers, Jets, Lions, and that's the end of week 14.
That was it?
Yeah.
Ah, wild. What a quick show today. Let's talk about me kicking A-Rod's ass, podcast versus writers. Writers lose again. Everybody at BML have a great day.
That was the name of the stream, bro.
Everybody at BML. Yes, and he lost. Just showing the superiority of podcasts once again. everybody at BML have a great day. We'll catch you next time.